landlord was building a plane in his basement. We were renting the walk-up second-floor apartment above Sky Pilot Phil and his long-suffering Mrs. I don't know what Phil did for a living, but I'm fairly certain he wasn't an airline pilot. When we first moved in, he took me down in the cellar to see his pride and joy. His pride and joy wasn't his wife, I could tell that right off the bat. He treated her not much better than his cocker spaniel that filled the backyard with landmines we tried to avoid without much luck. Maybe you've never built a small airplane. I sure hadn't, but I can tell you, it wasn't small crammed into that basement with all the stuff you usually find in a basement. Plus, all the stuff Phil needed to assemble the contraption. Wow, I said. How long you been at this? He told me he'd been working on this 5 years. He'd had a fuselage, and I guess he had a motor or engine or whatever aviators call it, mounted on the front, but no propeller yet. Wow, I said again, a little at a loss for words. All I could think was, you couldn't pay me enough to crawl in that flimsy mess, sit in the cockpit, and take off to a certain death by gravity. How much more you got to go, Phil? He was close. Real close. I thought of Icarus. Maybe too close. It's really something, I said lamely. Like a lot of places I lived during my roaring 20s, I felt like I needed to move on. Phil's family life was a wreck, and I didn't care to share it through the heat and vents, so the day came when I gave notice. Sure hate to leave before you take her up, I said, like I really wanted to be a witness to another Hindenburg. Phil shook his head sadly. I don't know if I can get it out. Up, you mean? I asked. No, out. I didn't think about getting it through the basement door. It's a little too big, even disassembled. I may have to cut through a wall. We all have our dreams, I suppose. Some realize those dreams, and some are like Phil, just lucky. My suspicion is he's still taking renters down in the cellar and still imagines a day, not too distant, of his own personal Kitty Hawk. I'll give him this. He built a plane. And he lived to tell about it. His wife, I'm betting, probably has a better story.